Dry weather conditions causing a big concern, not only here in the Midwest, but to the South as well. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We've been experiencing some very dry weather conditions across a large portion of the Midwest. But how about for our winter wheat-producing friends in Texas? I put that question to Sid Miller. He's the commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, it looks pretty pitiful, actually. Wheat, we just didn't get any winter grazing. You know, Texas, we grazed out a lot of wheat. We're the largest cattle-producing state by far, twice as many as, Nebraska. Just didn't happen. We're looking like a fourth year going into a cotton crop with no sub-moisture. Then the other extreme, we got huge rains in the Rio Grande Valley, up to 20 inches in some areas, 10 and 12, and they only get like 24, so they got half the annual rainfall in 12 hours, down there. So that's almost probably worse than, not getting any rain. So we're struggling with getting water from our treaty with Mexico. They're not paying up. We've lost our sugarcane industry and closed our last sugarcane plant because of lack of water. We pushed out about 6,000 acres of citrus we can't water.
And that's a big crop growing area for you.
That's our vegetable growing area. Those guys can grow year round, so they can grow four or five vegetable crops, and they've had enough water to grow one. So, but they've got water now, but it didn't fall where it would run in the reservoirs. So we still don't have any irrigation water, in reserve.
So very dry weather conditions continue in a large portion of Texas, and they are recovering from wildfires, if you remember that, from last year as well. That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.